Okay, so let's start Nayim Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, Ariel, go ahead. Okay, so the Mishnah has a din of what it refers to as Matzilin Osan Benafshan, and then immediately appeals to the, you know, more commonly used idiom, which is Rodef. Okay, so Ariel, before we get into the specific cases, and we'll see Rashi and the Mishnah. So, like, what's the chiddush here in general about matzilin osan benafshan? Like, in general, in halacha, especially coming off the drashos haran, like, you know, what's the process for deciding that somebody, you know, has to be put to death?
He actually, like, commits an act.
Right. So, number one, it's ex post facto, right? This isn't, they had this film a number of years ago about this guy who was able to, I never saw it, but detect crimes before they happen, right? The process of din, which is what Sanhedrin is all about, as we spent a lot of time discussing, means that something happened and it has to be evaluated, and there's, you know, a maisa bezdin, as we say, with Edim, and with Drisha v'chakira, and with Dayanim, and again, if it's Dinei Mamonos, there's certain standards. If it's Dinei Nefashos, there are other standards. So it's a very organized process. This is not. So there are two fundamental differences, and they're obviously related. One of them is La'achar Maisa versus Kodem Maisa. The second is a Maisa Bezdin versus, you know, vigilante justice, as they say. Man taking the law into his own hands. The Elu Shematzilan Osan Benafshan. Now again, it seems to be open season. The Mishnah doesn't have anything to say about who you have to be. A carry permit, you know, wherever you are, whoever you are, it's this encompassing, you know, obligation. Not only that, but it doesn't say anything about the identity of the rodef, even, presumably, a katan, not somebody who could be found guilty of any crime in the sense of being chayav and onesh. Right? So what is the primary distinction that we have in the Mishnah in terms of matzilin osan benafshan as opposed to ein matzilin osan benafshan? How would you try to make sense of that? We say, rodi v'achar chaver lahargo, v'achar azachar, v'achar nara murasa, but if the person is rodi v'achar behema, or to be mechal Shabbos, or Ovid Avodah Zarah, those are pretty serious averos. So what appears to be like the standard? What's the basis of the distinction?
Seems like the first part's like going to damage stuff, like actually like attack like an actual person, like not a behemoth, like just do an act, but to actually cause damage to another person.
Okay, good. Eitan would go.
I'd say the big time in what they're doing.
Okay, right. So the I think you guys are pointing in the same direction, right? There has to be, right, a human victim. And what you said by what they're doing, I think I know what you mean, but you want to just spell that out?
As in whether they were doing something wrong, I guess, or doing wrong.
Right, very good. So it's clear that there's a human victim, the Zachar, the Nara Murasa, certainly Chavero Lahargo. And I think what Eitan is getting at is a very important point, namely the idea that we're talking about, you know, something which is egregious. Like, let's say, Ari, we were dealing with a situation if somebody was chasing after somebody, but not to kill him, but to flick his ear, right? And somebody takes out, you know, a sawed-off shotgun and blows him away. And says, yeah, he was a rodef acher chavero. This guy's a rodef, you know, he's chasing him. this guy's trying to get away. And he says, you know, well, what was he trying to do? Well, he was trying to flick his ear. In fact, he was saying he was going to do that. And the other guy says, oh, no, you're not. You know, I'll outrun you. And I said to myself, you know, I learned Daf Ayin Gimel. So, you know, there it was. And he, you know, he blew the man away. So that apparently doesn't meet the standard. That's what Eitan is noticing. It's a human victim, but it has to rise to a really high level of violation. Now, what is very fascinating within this context, and this will obviously be the pivot point of the Gemara, is that what crosses that threshold, Ariel? What are the two crimes that we could say meet the standards of Matzilin Osan Ben Avshan, based on the Mishnah? Right, so trying to kill somebody, okay? So that's not flicking his ear, or?
Arayos.
Right, excellent. So, Achar HaZachar, or Nara Me'urasa. Okay, so take a look at Rashi. So what do you make of that?
You're actually saving the person who's committing the act, not like the victim, by saving this person from doing
Okay, very good. Okay, so we'll pause here for a second. I see there's guys are waiting to come in. It really seems to me that the direct object, the Elohein Shematzilin Osan Bin Afshan, right? Shematzilin Osan, I would have said, is you're saving this potential victim that you guys identified. Bin Afshan, I would have read it Litzdadin as Bin Afshan Shel Rodef. So Rashi says, no. Who's really being saved? This is like, you know, the Gemara about Pshara, you know, like on steroids, right? You say like, oh, don't be sad. You know, you're the real victor here because after all, like, you could have walked out with Gezel and instead, you know, you got to walk out without being a god. So it's saying like, you know, all right, so we're going to take you down, but at least you won't have committed the Avera. It's your lucky day. Okay, so that's what Rashi is saying, right? Ve'elu shematzilin osan min ha'avera benavshan, meaning you can cut them down. Nisnu lehareg l'chol adam, Rashi's pointing out our diuk, namely, you don't have to have any credentials to stop them. Anybody can do it. Kidei lehatzilan min ha'avera u'mikrai nafki. It's based on the psukim. Okay, now you would think, if you're going in Shitas Rashi, right, Avi, like, if the whole point is to spare somebody from an Avera, so why does there need to be a human victim at all? Right? This guy's running to be Mechal Shabbos or to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's considered, we know that Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are connected Kol HaTorah Kula. So why don't we say, all right, it's like some technical issues, because if they're going to be Mechal Shabbos, shooting them might also be a problem. But let's say you have like a grumma gun, designed just for these purposes. KD?
That's like the case of taking down a piece of bread before it's fully cooked. That's only the Aravana.
Exactly, right. Chate, you know, Kadesha, you know, Tezake Chavercha. Excellent, right? Rodes Apas. Very good. It's your grandma gun. It's still highly effective at long ranges, you know? In fact, you know, a guy goes up to his roof after the Hashkama minion and he stands there for the rest of the day, you know. He says, I want, you know, these people to get into Olam Haba, you know, the sooner the better. So it's like, it's strange, right? The guy's going to do Avodah Zarah? For that, you don't even need the Grumma gun. It could be on any Monday. So, it needs to be understood. Like, we thought we had this perfect reading of the Mishnah. Oh, it's to save the human victim, and it's to save them from a really horrible thing, like being assaulted or being killed. And now, all of a sudden, it's about, like, saving people from doing averos. So, you know, it's really strange. These are all chiyuve skila. Behema is no different than Zachar and Aramurasa in that way. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. So what is this like, you know? Why is Shabbos getting the short end of the stick? All right, so let's see Rashi. Rodef, Achar, Behema. Erba. It is obviously a form of arayos, just with an animal, not with a person. Okay, so we went for the big examples where you really would have a havamina to cut the person down, avodah zarah, Shabbos, and rodeh v'achar behema. You would have thought is pretty similar to the categories that you are actually allowed, or maybe even mechuyev to do it, which is a very important question in its own right. So Ariel, just to follow up, Rashi has this really interesting standard. What's his standard? What's the basis of a distinction between Chilul Shabbos and Avodah Zarah on the one hand, and Nara Murasa and Zachar on the other? Why are we saying that yes, in one case you're allowed to, or maybe you're required to kill the person who's about to do this Avera, and the other case you're not? So, right, there are psukim explicitly in the context of Rotzeach, but what about the Arayos cases? Rashi has some interesting idea. Go ahead, Eitan. So it gets back to the human victim, but in a very specific way. Because again, if this is really about stopping the Avera, why does the human victim come into the picture again? So Rashi uses two words that are obviously the key words in his judgment to explain this halacha. Right. So it will cause great shame, kalon, right, and pagam, which is also sometimes associated with, right, stigma as a result of this humiliation. The Nara Murasa, who's, you know, taken advantage of, who's assaulted, or the Zachar, who's assaulted by this person. So these are situations that are disgraceful, shameful. Again, none of us should chas v'shalom ever say that somebody who's been assaulted is, you know, they're horrible societies where they kill these people. They're called honor killings. We don't do that in Yadus, but the fact is that the person can experience it that way. And that apparently is what makes a difference. So there does seem to be some kind of an amalgam that we'll have to get to here of lehatzil min ha'avera, right, on the one hand, and on the other hand, you know, sparing a human victim of some kalon or pagam. Yeah, Yasi.
So it's the human victim that's going to get disgraced?
Well, we assume the animal doesn't experience it that way, right? That's the distinction here between Ara Murasa and Zachar on the one hand and Behema on the other.
What's the disgrace of being killed?
Like, right, that's where Rashi says, for that you need a pasuk.
Okay.
Right, okay. So, it turns out that it's much more complicated than we would have initially assumed. I think, you know, significantly so. But let's take a look now at the Gemara's, you know, understanding of how we arrive at these conclusions, which again will lead us back to Lo Samod al Dam Reyecha. So let's try to read down from Tana Rabbanan down to, Kamash Malan. We'll see the Rashi. And then we'll be in business, you know, for tomorrow. So Tana Rabbanan. So it's interesting. It's not learned from a mitzvah saseh, at least not here. But there's a lo saseh, lo samar al dam reyecha, which Ariel, what would that mean? Right. So literally, the guy is about to be killed, dam reyecha, and you're there with, you know, I guess the capacity to do something about it. Who doesn't carry these days, right? You're armed, loaded, and, so that would be an Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Samod Adam Be'achon. And this is the Gzeres HaKasav, Yasi, right, for the case of Rotzeach. So the Gemara says, really? V'halahach yudasa? Ah, so I would have thought the losamud al damriyacha relates to not either a permission structure or an obligation to kill somebody, but losamud al damriyacha means that if you see somebody, go ahead. Like, what are the cases, the Gemara? Yeah, you know, jumping in as a lifeguard, or somebody's being attacked by a sea turtle, you know, or a panda bear. They look cute, but you know they're aggressive, or they're being, you know, listed by Nalav, the brigands, highwaymen, buccaneers. Are coming after them. For that, you can try to save a person. But lo samal damriyacha doesn't sanction offensive tactics of striking down somebody. That's what we would have thought, right? So the Gemara says, okay, maybe you're right about that. And achanami. So we need a source that you're allowed to take down Reuven just because he's trying to kill Shimon. That we need a different pasuk for, or a different limud, maybe not a pasuk. So enachanami nitan latzila b'nafsha minal and asa b'kav v'chom minar ramurasa. Okay, so what's the kav v'chomer? So if you're allowed to kill somebody who's chasing after a naramurasa, where it's only, you know, to create a pagam, right? She's not going to die from this, but it will be traumatic, stigmatizing, etc. That's where Rashi got the term pagam from. So all the more so, it's worse if somebody's chasing after another person to kill them. So if you can kill the person in fact pattern A, where they're just trying to, you know, assault somebody, so kal vachomer if they're trying to kill somebody. Okay, which then just begs the question, how do you know that you're allowed to kill somebody who's trying to... Right, you know that you're allowed to do that. Okay, so all we've done is kick the can down the road. Okay. Kain hadavar hasa. Okay, the pasuk says by nara murasa ki kasher yakum mishal rei rutzach onefesh kain hadavar hasa. V'chimala manu merotzeach meata. What do we learn between rotzeach and nara murasa? Hareze balula made v'nimtza made. We were supposed to learn from rotzeach to nara murasa, but then it got inverted. Makish rotzeach and nara murasa ma nara murasa. V'nara murasa gufa minalan. How do I know that I'm allowed to, right, take out my carbine and terminate this guy who's chasing after the nara murasa? The Torah, right, inter alia, says ki basadem itzaat zakana ra murasa. V'ein Moshiala, she was screaming for help, literally or figuratively, and nobody was there to help her. So the Gemara darshins that, V'ein Moshiala, if you could have done something about it, apparently you have to do something about it. And something could mean anything, even the highest degree of force. Lethal force. It's really fascinating. That's the diuk. The pasuk just says, as a descriptive matter, ve'ein moshiel, nobody was there to help this nara murasa. The Gemara is assuming that that means that you could even use lethal force, anything that could have helped her. Wow. And we're saying that that is now the basis for the kal v'chomer to rotzeach. because it's worse to be killed than it is to be assaulted. That's the logic of the Gemara. Okay. So now the Gemara circles back to the case which is affiliated with Lo Samad Al Damriacha. Apparently Lo Samad Al Damriacha doesn't serve as the makar for taking offensive action against the Rodef. For that you need, again, the Ein Moshiala and a Kal V'chomer. So back to Lo Samad Al Damriacha, which is going to be our main line of inquiry. Avedas gufo minayin. Right, so you have this principle in halacha called Hashavas Aveda, that if Shimon loses his Reebok sweatshirt, it's good to know Reebok is still around. You know, when I was a kid, they were right there with Nike, Coke and Pepsi. Then, you know, Adidas came in and disrupted the whole market. So I have a mitzvah d'oraisa to return it to him, right? But I have a mitzvah d'oraisa to return his sweatshirt. Let's say I could save his life. So isn't it more important to Shimon that I return his life to him than his Reebok sweatshirt? Well, you tell us.
I would appreciate it.
You would appreciate it, right? Most people would. There are, you know, bnei adam, shechaviven, you know, mamona minafsham. They'd rather have the Reebok sweatshirt than, you know, their life, but... Okay, those are few and far between. We'll get to that. So why can't we just learn it from Vashevoso Lo? That's Aveda Skufo, right? To save a man's life. So the Gemara says, from that Pasuk, Mehasam Havamina Hanimile Binafshe. Hashevoso Lo means that, you know, you do everything you can. I'll search high, I'll search low, I'll do whatever I can to try to restore Shimon's life. Avo mitrach umegar agure, right, going beyond just, you know, binafshe, we'll see what metrach means, but to be matriach myself, or certainly to spend my money on it, maybe I don't have to, kamash malan, that's the value of which pasuk, apparently? Losamod, Aldam Reyacha. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rashis. Let's try to at least get this in for the day, and then we'll, you know, be in a position to strike deeper and further. So Gemara says Losamod. And to embarrass and to denigrate. Mivain Moshiala. Okay, so that circumvents the issue of, you know, Inon Shin Binatin, which is not our topic for now. So, V'chila Madnu Mirotzeach. Maves. Okay, so this is not a limud. Manara murasa nitan lahatzila. We'll come back to that point. Okay. So we're going to get more into that a little bit later. That will be the sugya viharig val yavor. So the pasuk says, "Ein moshi Allah." So if there was a way to save her, you could save her even by using the most lethal force. Michal debayat shua, that she's in need of salvation. Okay.
Because
mitzuva al hashivoso. Talmud Omar hashivoso lo. One more time with that Rashi, that will be a linchpin for us. So, Hani Mile Benafsho, the Pasuk of Avashivo Solo, establishes the Chiyuv to save the person. What does Rashi impose? Let's just be very, very, very clear about this. Yachol Lahatzilehu Yatzilehu. What does that sound like? B'toras Vaday or B'toras Safik? That Rashi. This is the critical point that we're going to launch from tomorrow. Im zeh haro'ehu, seeing this person in danger, right? Yachol hatzileu, you see him and you can save them, yatzileu. Does that sound like it's a Safik or a Vaday? I think so. Rashi's saying, Vashevo solo means Benafsho, that, you know, if you know that I can save this man. Sounds pretty clear. Emmanuel, I'll get to you in just one second. So, Hani Mili Benafsho, but what about Mitrach or Megar Agure? That would only be from an expansion based on Los Amod, Aldam Reyacha. So, let's see how Rashi interprets that. We'll try to follow up on this point. So, Kamash Malan. So I think this is really important. Sometimes the most important Rishon in the Sugya is Rashi. And I'm not committing myself to that, but I'm going to say nobody's more important than he is in the Sugya. And we just read it. So, Eitan, what's the real pivot between Vashivo Solo on the one hand and Lo Samar Al Dam Reyach on the other? L'shitas Rashi. Vashivo Solo tells me that if I X, but I wouldn't have known why, and for that I have losam odam reyacha. What's going on in Rashi? This is so fundamental. Is there some freshman that we put in there? So when I was in high school, that's what they used to do. I don't think we're allowed to do that anymore.
If you're able, if you see that you're able to do it, then you can try to. But for the other person,
Losa mode, right?
Losa mode, you have to do whatever it takes to.
You're saying it 100% right. This is like first and goal from the one. I just want to punch it in with an even sharper formulation. Okay, what's the Vashevo solo means, you said it really well. That part I think you had 100%. And then Losambo tells you I have to do David? Yeah, right. So the idea is Vashevo solo means with what I have right now, I can save him. I'm already in a position to save him. I have the ladder. I have the rope. I have whatever it is. But how do I know that I have to go get it? How do I have to know that I have to, you know, go beyond that which is already on hand? Right? Ariel, that was the point that I was making to you. If you go back to that Rashi, let's read it again. You have what it takes to save him. I don't know, whatever it is. He's drowning in a river and you've got like a speedboat or something. Right? But I don't know, most people don't have a speedboat. So, but there's a guy next to him and he'd say, you know, hey, captain, here's $20. You know, my friend, you know, Chaim Yankel is drowning over there. Let's take a ride, you know. And he says, well, for 200, I'll do it. You know, you got to do it. Okay, that's the Megar Agure. Lo samano dam reyach, lo samano atzmecha. Don't stop. Mashma l'chazor al kol tzadin. Do anything that you possibly can. Shelo yova dam reyacha. And there, Ariel, this is why I was appealing to Lashon of Vaday and Safek. It's not just to go beyond, correct, David, what you have right now, but it's also, right, there's nothing about losamar al dam reyacha, which means that you have a guarantee. Chazor al kol tzad, it means leave no stone unturned. Are you going to be successful? Who in the world knows? Try to find a boat. Try to get the Coast Guard's attention. You know, do something. But don't just stand there. Do something. We don't know how this is going to play out. You have no idea how it's going to play out. How could you possibly know it's going to play out? But that's the meaning of lo sa'amod al da'ameyachal. So what we end up with is really three different concepts. And then I think, Emmanuel, you were going to get the last word. So one of them is, how do I know that I can take offensive action, literally to terminate somebody's life, to both save them from the Avera and save a human victim from Pagam and Kalon? How do I know I could do that? Well, that's this Hekesh from Rotzeach Hanara Murasa, right? It's a special limud, Ein Moshia La, and if you could save somebody, this is Gemara Strasha, if you can save somebody from assault by killing the soon-to-be perpetrator of that assault, so Kal V'chomer, you can save somebody's life, because murder is worse than assault. Even assault is very bad. That's number one. Number two is, if I have everything that I need right now, on hand, to be able to save somebody's life, that's Vashevo Solo. Nothing to do with taking offensive action against somebody else. And then, in terms of running around, Lachzer al Kolat Stadin, not just standing there doing nothing, but do something, that's Lo Samud al Dam Reyacha. Emmanuel, go ahead.